I think we think certainly koalas are magic and we don't want to lose them. And boy, oh boy, haven't they been a subject of a great deal of publicity of late, and rightly so. We were talking last week about the opening of the Port Stephens Koala Sanctuary just up the road. And of course, another hot topic has been the future of the Brandy Hill Quarry. Construction products company Hanson want to expand the quarry. They've been given approval by the New South Wales government. But what a lot of people are upset about is the fact that we'd lose 52 hectares of prime koala habitat, prompting a lot of opposition from residents, environmental groups, and people such as Olivia Newton, John, Jimmy Barnes. They've all bought into this one. Our Federal Environment Minister, Susan Lee, has the final say on that one. And she said she will make a decision by the 13th of October, but she did visit the quarry yesterday and met with some of the locals and campaigners. And joining us now, a woman who's been working as a, and still is as a consultant for the United Nations Migration Agency and is at present the campaign manager for Save Port Stephens Koalas. She was at that meeting yesterday with our Federal Environment Minister, and that's Victoria Jack, who's on the line. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning, Richard. Nice to join you. Thanks.
Likewise. And Kim as well. What was the purpose of the Minister's visit yesterday, Victoria?
The Minister came out to hear what we had to say about the campaign. And in particular, I think it's important to note that she met with the independent experts from the University of Newcastle, koala researchers and conservation biologists, who we raised funds to commission to write a report because we were concerned about the lack of contemporary evidence before the minister about the Brandy Hill expansion. The evidence, before we provided that report, the evidence available to the minister about koalas on the site dated back to 2014. Surveys collected over a couple of days in 2014. So we were able to provide new evidence to the minister and to discuss that with her
yesterday.
Could
you explain why the evidence that they were working with was so old and why it was left to the community to provide the new evidence?
I think that's a great question, Kim. And the fact that a group of volunteers have had to put in so much time to ensure that the minister has contemporary evidence before her is a bit concerning, and this is probably an indictment on the state of our environmental laws and policy.
And obviously the bushfires have had a huge impact on koala habitat, but strange that the Independent Planning Commission made their decision in July, which is well after the bushfires. I know Susan Lee's state counterpart has basically jumped on board and said, look, we should be saving this, which goes against the Planning Commission's decision on this particular policy. Did you get a sense or a feeling of what the minister's decision might be or where her feelings lay re the Brandy Hill Quarry expansion?
She wasn't drawn too much in terms of her opinion, but what she did commit to was to make a decision based on the best science and the best evidence. Those were her direct words. And so we were able to put some of that science and evidence in front of her yesterday at the meeting. And what we hope is that she does meet that commitment to make a decision based on the best science and the best evidence. And if she does, then we're confident that she'll make a decision to protect the koalas and reject the expansion.
Now, Victoria, it said that she toured the Brandy Hill site. Now, we as public, I haven't been up to Brandy Hill and, you know, gone on an expedition to see the koalas. We have to take it at face value. You know, you say there's koalas there. Did she actually sort of trek into the bushland to see them in the trees and, you know, experience them there herself?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that we have to take it at face value because we have documented more than 40 sightings from community members up there. And then there's a range of other recording mechanisms that document koala sightings in the area. And they do have scientific weight, the recordings of those sightings. And we've also had scientists out there who've documented their own sightings. And I think it's important to note that how difficult it is to spot koalas.
Yes.
They're notoriously difficult to spot. So the minister was out there yesterday and was able to take a look at the site, and in particular, you know, the type of trees that are there, which is relevant to the suitability of the habitat. So that's what she was able to take a look at yesterday.
Right. It's been well publicised. Her decision is due by October the 13th. Is she still sticking with that deadline?
I believe so. That's our understanding, yes.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll have a call within a fortnight then. Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Did you get the sense that she's been impressed by the weight of opposition to this quarry expansion?
I think so. I think the fact that she came to the Hunter to meet with us is evidence that she's impressed. It's not every day that a grassroots campaign run by a group of people in a regional area of Australia gains so much attention. We've got more than 4,400 followers on Facebook, and you have to remember we've only started this campaign about 6 weeks ago, I think. We've got followers all over the world. We've got followers in Italy, Germany, Israel, South Africa, because people not only in Port Stephens and not only in Australia but around the world feel so passionately about koalas. And as you said at the beginning, Richard, we've got Olivia Newton-John on board and Jimmy Barnes. So, I think we've done a lot to bring attention to this issue, and that's why the minister did come to meet with us yesterday.
Which is great. Okay, and if people would like to lend a hand in any way possible, if they simply Google Save Port Stephens Koalas, that's probably the easiest way to go about doing it?
Yes, on Facebook is the best way to find us. Look for Save Port Stephens Koalas, and if anyone would like to help out, what we're asking them to do is contact Minister Lee, and we've got details on the Facebook page about how they can do that to let her know about their concerns.
Thank you very much for having a chat with us, Victoria. Maintain the rage, as they say.
Oh, I absolutely will. Thank you so much, Richard, and thanks, Kim, for your time.
Thank you. Have a good day. Victoria Jack, Dr. Victoria Jack, who is a consultant working with the United Nations Migration Agency and is also at the moment the campaign manager and obviously doing a pretty good job for Save Port Stephens Koalas.